Right, Dave, here's one for you. I love this question. Martin Elbin says, from where do magnets obtain their energy? Why don't magnets ever run out of power to attract or repel, for example?
OK, in order to create a magnet, you've actually got to put some energy in. Certainly a permanent magnet, you've got to rotate all the little atomic magnets inside the piece of metal, the piece of iron. You've got to rotate them all up and line them all up so their magnetic fields all add together. And that takes some energy, and a magnet does have some energy. But for that to keep on going doesn't require any energy. It's a bit like saying, why does the Earth keep attracting us forever? They're just forces which exist forever. The actual magnetism in a piece of iron or in a permanent magnet is actually caused by essentially electrons orbiting in one direction more than in the other. And the electrons are going to keep on orbiting, as far as we know, for billions of years, as far as we know, forever, unless something interrupts them. So the little atomic magnet is going to carry on forever. There's no reason why the magnet shouldn't carry on.
It's basically not burning off any energy to make the field, and it's something interacting with the field that actually makes an effect rather than the other way around. Diana?
But why is it then that some magnets get demagnetised over time?
OK, the atomic magnets will stay magnetised, but especially if you drop them, you can cause them to realign a bit every time you drop them. If they get very hot, they can get realigned as well. So the atomic magnets are still there, but they're now instead of all pointing in the same direction, they start to become more and more randomly organised, so the overall field gets less and less and less.